Let's go. It's a Monday. Normal routine. The podcast is here. Welcome.
It's God Is Dead, the show where we take things from the internet that we think make you say, God is dead.
Everything we talk about on our Instagram, God Is Dead, not clickbait. We're on a journey here to see if these things we've found from the internet will actually prove it. That's our goal, but not always the case. And of course on YouTube, hello if you're watching.
My name's Campbell Walker.
Yeah, Bryce Mills. Oh my God. I've heard that in a while.
Yeah, 30 seconds. Yeah. No, it's hard sometimes. Hard. Okay, so today I actually want to bring up a case that I don't think has much of a dead god in it. I want to start things light, Bryce. I want to start with a dude who I'm obsessed with on TikTok called Rohit.
Sorry if I'm out of line here, but can I just say, it's so good you're doing that because 2020's been rough for all of us.
Oh, it's been rough for all of us.
God, every brand in my inbox.
Trying time.
Oh, every brand in my inbox. I know it's been a crazy year. You deserve to buy things from my website. Thank you so much for acknowledging that. It's really nice of you. It's
ruthless.com. So after that, I want to then talk about maybe something that might make you say God is dead again. I want to talk about, you know, just when the right moment is to hit on a lady.
Oh, God. When they're wearing headphones.
Obviously. Throwback. And then finally, I'm going to bring it home, and there is no relation between any of these cases, with Bread Bay.
Oh, no. Okay.
God is dead. Case one. No fizzy drink. I have been on TikTok a lot, Bryce. It's no secret. I'm quite proud of it.
You're proud of it now? Oh, cool.
It's because I'm about to turn 30 and it's just like a way for me to cling to my youth.
Sure.
So on TikTok, there's this dude who about 3 weeks ago, pretty much to the day, posted this video. His name is Rohit. I want to say Uyghur. I'm butchering his last name. You know me, I can only ever read things. And this is the video that he posted. It's just of him literally holding the camera in front of his face. He's sitting down on the couch and he made this video.
Hello, everyone. I have an addiction of drinking fizzy drinks. I do drink them a lot. Doctors have told me to stop immediately, but I haven't been able to do so yet. So I've decided to use some help from TikTok. I know this is a fun platform, but I'm just trying to get some help. So thank you for your support in advance. I have decided to drink just one day, Sunday, every Sunday, a fizzy drink. And I'm going to post a video every day in the evening to tell you whether I have drunk that day or not. So I'm really excited. Hopefully this will help me in getting rid of the addiction as soon as possible. I don't want to delay it anymore. So once again, thank you for your support in advance. And I'm really excited to see this. So let's go. Let's see how it goes. Thank you very much.
Let's get it. I do love how, you know, it is a complete, there's many people that are, you know, probably they'd say addicted to fizzy drinks, but the phrase addicted to fizzy drinks, it's so sweet. It's so, hey, Campbell, no more fizzy drinks. You're going hyper, you know, like as a five-year-old. So I back it though, absolutely. It's just something already so quite innocent and nice about it.
The best thing was he's talking about incorporating a cheat day, which isn't uncommon. I've read some books on habits and that's something that some people do. Yeah. I mean, the whole concept of a cheat day, right? Now, here's the best part about Rohit. When it gets round to Saturday, when Sunday's around the corner
thinking, let's get drunk.
Am I going to have a fizzy drink? Here's what he says.
Hello, everyone. No fizzy drink for me today. And tomorrow is Sunday. And you remember I said previously I'm going to have one fizzy drink on Sunday. But guess what? I'm not going to have any fizzy drink tomorrow. You know why? All because of the support, motivation, feedback and encouragement you guys have given. I don't crave it anymore. So really, really thank you guys for the support. Overall, no fizzy drink in 6 days.
And you can see the numbers climbing hard on that too. People are getting around him.
That particular video has 1.1 million views on TikTok.
Yeah.
The comments are wildly beautiful. It's all things like, you know, CEO of No Fizzy Drink, King, you're amazing. Coca-Cola watching this like, you know, absolute king at not having fizzy drink. Good stuff, man. Keep it up. Proud of you. It's so beautiful.
And this is, oh God, can I be a bit worried and just say, I don't know, the last time we talked about an addiction on the podcast, or maybe one of the times, was early on when there was an Instagram account, Helped My Mum Quit Drugs. And the thing was, it was this heinous screenshot where this girl was like, guys, please, it's serious. And the text message exchange was, Mom? Question mark.
Oh, yes.
Yes?
Oh, yes.
Are you still doing drugs?
Oh.
Yes, I am. Why do you ask? I really want you to stop. I can't. I'm addicted. Or what if I was to get, if I can get, you know, 1 million followers on Help My Mum Quit Drugs on Instagram, would you quit? And she says, you know what? I don't want to quit. But if you can do that, then yes, it will prove to me that I should quit. Not that your daughter is begging you to quit drugs. And of course, it didn't get the reach or didn't get the amount of followers it was told was needed to get drugs within 2 weeks. So the girl, I remember before she deleted it all because it was stupid, uploaded another one being like, guys, check this out. We didn't hit our goal, but it's been extended. And it was her mum, you know, mum, I didn't get the amount. You're going to have to keep doing drugs. And she's like, oh, you know what? I can tell you really care about this, so I'll extend the limit for 2 more weeks. But then, if it doesn't get it, I will do drugs. And, you know, it got deleted. So that's my experience of addiction TikTok, or I mean addiction Instagram. So I don't know.
I mean, the major fundamental difference there is one's conditional. If you get the views, then I'll do the action.
Yeah, classic. It's not if I get 1 million reposts, I will quit it. Otherwise, fuck you, doctor. You know,
time to die.
Yeah,
yeah. Whereas Rohit is literally, he was going to be on this journey whether people were there or not.
Yeah.
And that's what I think is so beautiful about this. There's another really nice one at, I want to say, day 15.
Hello everyone, no fizzy drink for me today. Yesterday I completed 15 days, half month, so I'm really excited to continue on this journey. I have a twin brother who is really slim and athletic. I was speaking to him and he was motivating me as well, like you all do. So thank you all. Overall, no fizzy drink in 16 days. Thank you very much.
And look how happy and proud he is.
I know. And you can watch him lose weight. His face is getting thinner. Definitely. The comments are getting lovely. It's just, honestly, it's actually real. It's pure. I never thought I'd see sincerity like this. And yet, here it is in front of me.
Yeah.
Final judgment.
If you've never listened to the show before, this is the part of the podcast where we ask, does the content that we've brought in prove whether or not God has abandoned us? God, I mean Bryce...
Oh, wow. It's hard to get them, you know. It's just pretty much
is Bryce
thing.
Dead? No. Right. Bryce, is God dead?
I want to say no. I'm so tempted to say that somehow this is fake and somehow this is sponsored by his fizzy drink brand because him talking about it makes you think about it. And who
blah,
knows?
Blah, blah.
But,
yep.
You know, I think any moment where people can get behind something and genuinely be nice about it, let's hope that this guy, it isn't revealed that, hey, we found his Reddit account. Look what he posted. Let's just hope that that's not a thing waiting for him. I think they call it milkshake ducking.
Yeah, which I
don't think anyone's ever said. You know, it's that bullshit when the dictionary comes out with the word of the year and it's like just something stupid like, I don't know.
There was one where it was like, the hot new phrase millennials are using, hold my avocado.
Yeah,
and I remember someone being like, no, the fuck we're not.
Yeah, absolutely. Sit down, dictionary.
Yeah.
And so, I reckon that this is hopefully... I want to approach this as like it is real and it's fine and it's genuine.
Same. I think the thing that is the only thing that I can think that saddens me here is the shock that I feel. So one thing, like when we were talking about the Russian dude who vaped his cum or those other people who were eating their own shit, there was a sense of, yes, this exists, but of course this exists.
Yeah.
For me, there is no sense of that. Like I am genuinely like, oh my God. This is, like, when I first saw it, I was like, holy smokes, there's just a dude out there who is doing this and hundreds of thousands of people are cheering him on.
Yeah.
Like, that's so pure and that's, like, such a beautiful sense of community. I just...
Yeah, and it's really easy.
I shouldn't be this shocked.
Nah, and I agree. That's the dead bit about it is going, oh, what's the catch? Why? When it's sort of, you'd think... Part of being a human is supporting your fellow freaking people that are trying to do something nice. I reckon, like, it is actually way harder to be nice online than negative.
But maybe this is the beginning of the start.
That's
like,
great.
Do you know what I mean?
Think,
like, maybe this is where the internet's actually at maturity and we realize that, like, the anonymity that the internet used to present when, you know, you had YouTube trolls and all
or maybe,
stuff.
I mean, actually, you're right. Because, I mean, YouTube trolls were young as well. But I just wonder if our generation actually are the ones that, fucking like if you look at
we cooked it
Facebook comments and like everything like that where it's vile.
Oh, millennials are the baddies.
You know, I'd say maybe because I'm like Gen Z.
Yeah, you're
literally
cuspy. Yeah.
Bang on. So you know, maybe it's just Gen Z have fucking got their shit together in terms of know how to support people and why would you bring this guy down, you know?
Straight up. And you see a lot of comments like that, like, you know, this comment section passed the vibe check. We must protect him at all cost. And there's a sense that I guess like because they are like Gen Z just like, you know, they're innately have an understanding of online bullying.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, of course, if it's so relevant that they don't even know a world without it, then of course they're going to react to it.
Yeah.
It's bloody beautiful.
It's good to see and it gives me hope for the future.
Hell
for
yeah.
Sure. So God's alive.
God is alive.
God is dead. Case 2.
Lucky guy.
Love to hear another whole uplifting story about luck and good fortune.
Hell yeah, this is going to be the luck and good fortune episode. So there's a photo. I've only got the screenshot of the comment section, but basically there's a guy who writes, then a girl who owns the photo, and then a guy writes again. Okay. The guy writes on the photo. So the photo is presumably a woman and her father. And he goes, "Lucky guy." And she goes, "It's my dad."
Oh, wait. So you reckon it was obvious it was her dad?
Well, I mean, I literally can't comment.
Sure.
Who knows? But she responds back, "It's my dad. He passed today."
Hmm. Well, like, lucky guy to have had a daughter so special, you would think.
So the guy writes back, "Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed. I thought he was your man. I'm so sorry. He aged well. Mm. I just thought he was a little older than you. Again, I'm so sorry. I wish I was your man, but we live far apart. Maybe I can visit you where you're at. I need to lose weight first, though. It's up to you. I'm up for it if you are. I think you're really pretty. For reals." Smiley face.
Mm, oh, and not the :3.
No.
As these MFers usually go to. It's in their main, you know, drawing card.
The uwus. Yeah.
Or the extra uwu. There's like that one. And then there's an... If you know the Denko story, if you know what I'm talking about, you know the emoji I'm talking about. It will... Me saying that, guarantee. But if you don't... Hey, what a pointless thing to listen to in your personal time. Thanks for listening to this podcast where I'm just taking you on a stupid journey.
All right, back to hitting on someone who's just lost her dad.
Yes, boss move. Alpha. No, look.
Big alpha boss energy.
Don't let that be a roadblock. Come on. What is your training teaching you?
Exactly. Look, see a goal and get it.
Clearly, this is a situation where, God, you've got to just look at the mental workings of this, right? And I just wonder how lonely you have to be to choose option B, right? Because when someone hits you with a, "Hey, my dad just died." Well, actually, sorry. If I hit up someone saying, and it was a picture of a girl and a guy, and I'm saying, "Hey, nice boyfriend." Why am I saying that?
Exactly. Right? And that, like, it starts bad. It like, starts to say bad. Lucky guy is already, like, just this.
If you were single, hey, I'm here, but I'm just saying lucky guy. I'm actually doing a compliment. Whoa, 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 I'm not flirting. Whoa,
yeah,
whoa.
But we all know that what he's doing is he's vibe checking. He's making sure, is that your husband?
Is he a lucky guy that doesn't have heaps of strings attached? Because, hey, I'm here and I'm a gamer. But then, like, of course, you've got... you throw out that and then the feedback is either going to be...
Well, I have one a boyfriend.
Yeah. It's my brother. Or, like, it's my boyfriend. If you're saying lucky guy, you're probably expecting it to be it's my boyfriend.
Yep.
Or the rogue answer, which is it's my dad who's just died. The body isn't even cold, in fact. And so then you've got the option of course, you know, one of two options. You say, "Oh, my God, I'm so fucking sorry. That is so sad. I'm completely, like, in, you know, I'm here, like, God, just so embarrassed. Blah, 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 I'm so sorry." Second option is, "Damn, but, like, you still want to go? Like, you're single. Oh, my God. You're single. Sweet. I'm a guy and I'm a gamer." So, of course, pick option A.
Pick option A.
Every single time, son. Don't even come out with the friggin' phrase you have. But if you have, pick option A and get the hell out. Get out while it's, you know, she's probably got other things to think about. She won't remember this.
Her world just got so dark.
Yes.
Her world just got so dark. She just lost a parent and lost a parent who could probably protect her from all these bad things
so
in the world.
Just dip out. It's all good. See ya. Oh, my bad. That was a fucked up thing to do. But of course, they're picking the kind of, yeah, well, all right. So it means you're single. Like, you know.
What's up, baby?
Like, so, ugh.
Maybe I could be the lucky guy.
Far out. I mean, I have to lose weight. If you could give me a compliment saying that I'm not that bad, that would be really, really awesome of you. I know you're grieving, but I'm just so overweight and far away. Can you reassure me? Fuck me, man. Stop being a vacuum. Stop leeching. I mean, no offense.
For reals, you're really pretty, Bryce.
For reals. Ooh, yeah, well.
Yeah, it's a brutal move.
It's a brutal one. And here's the thing. We're so shocked here, but I would love if in the comments, if you're listening, chuck this in the Insta comments if you want, or the YouTube ones. Are we super shocked because we're, you know, sheltered guys? And maybe this is actually a behavior. You know, I see sometimes when we do these, like, fuckboy-ish cases, there'll be listeners going, "Hey, well, reminds me of this guy," or reminds me of
all
this
the guys
moment.
Are like, "What?" And all the girls are like, "Yeah."
Yeah, classic. Wait, did you do that from my DMs? Like, yeah. You know, so if this is, please tell us if this is just run-of-the-mill behavior, because, God, it's bad.
For reals.
Final judgment.
Bryce, sliding into the DMs of a girl who's just lost her dad. Is God dead?
Well, let me think. Let me really ponder over this.
What I think is that this guy should take a book for a page from Rohit's book, and instead of no fizzy drink today, no being a creep who hits on girls who've just lost their dad today. Day one, thank you guys for all your support. Day two, wow, I'm actually starting to develop some sort of self-respect. Day three, oh my God, guys, you know.
Yeah. Honestly, consider it. If your addiction to being weird is crippling, I think. Yeah, look, we got to... Anyway, any screenshots like this are weird, but of course we're assuming this is all, like, completely legit. The tunnel vision of loneliness is tough to sort of stomach here. Obviously, look, this guy's not friggin' thriving if this is happening. Like, there's some deep-seated shit. There's some lonely nights. There's some staring at the ceiling, possibly, which is... We don't want anyone to be going through rough times, you know, so... I don't absolutely never would say I condone any of the behavior, but I suppose you could look at and say God's dead because, yeah, this person's life has led them to a point where they're hitting on someone that's grieving within hours of it happening, just trying to memorialize their dead dad. Or you go, God is dead because it's just that culture exists where people, maybe he has read a book that said, hey, no. If there's a roadblock, you can get through it. Remember, women want to be flirted with. They're flattered. Oh, she's grieving? Flatter her with a comment.
Or worse still, he's read a business book and assumed that applied outside of the business world. So it's like, get your goal, hit your financial targets. And he's like, women.
Yeah,
there we go. Yeah, I'm not going to stop at it. Some dead. I mean, he's dead. He's dead already. What's going to change, right? Mm. Come on. You didn't say you had a boyfriend. So,
God's dead. Just from all angles here, it's pretty tough to look at.
Super duper dead, baby. All right, let's move on. I want to really drive it home. God is dead. Case three.
Bread bag.
Here's one for you, Bryce. 2018, it was a rogue year to be a brand on Twitter. We did an episode which was about social media fails.
Oh, yeah, an all-timer.
Yeah, which I kind of liked. Fun. Yeah, that was a good one. So I figured, you know, we've now talked about dirtbags. We talked about somebody who we liked, and maybe let's just bring it home with Bread Bay. Subway Canada in 2018 put this tweet out that said, pick your Bread Bay. Italian, 9-grain honey oat, Italian herbs and cheese, or flatbread. Those are the four options that you could pick in the poll. It had 9,788 retweets, 15.4K likes. The engagement was amazing. Which bread do you think won? Which do you think was the bread bay?
Sorry, it was Italian herbs and cheese.
9-grain honey oat, Italian, just regular Italian, and
regular
flatbread.
Italian?
You know what, Bryce? You know what the twist is?
It doesn't exist, doesn't it?
Out of 15K likes and almost 10K retweets, not one single person voted. There is zero votes. Look at that. Look at that. No one picked their bread bay.
What's going on there?
Pick your bread bay, you dumb fuck. Oh my God, how do you get that?
What is a bread bay and why is it a piece of bread?
Why do I need to pick it? Why do I owe Subway Canada anything? Why? Why have I got to pick my bread bay?
Why do you need
bay?
This info from me?
Dude, why do you need to know who my bread bay is?
Oh God.
God damn, that exists. Oh, that definitely exists.
Final judgment.
Pick your bread bay. 0%, 0%, 0%, 0%. Failed poll. God is dead. God is alive, Cam.
God is so alive. It's so beautiful, man.
Yeah.
Like, I think that sometimes I get fearful that the internet has, like, fragmented our sense of community and our sense of everybody pitching in and doing their part.
Mm.
And when you've got that much temptation to just break it, to be the only vote. And like we know people, if it says wet paint, someone's going to touch the wet paint.
Yeah.
It would be so easy for somebody to just break that and be the only person and just desperately cling to their significance. But no, we all banded together.
Something tells me they just ended the poll early and that they messed it up. But I'm choosing to kind of ignore that instinct and just hope that it is a display of human triumph. You know, everyone being on the same page for once, because no one wants a bread bay and no one even understands what bread bay means. Like, just choose your bread.
Choose your bread.
Choose your bread. Why does it have to have bay in it?
Like, and that's the other thing. It's like, who is thinking, oh, this is what people want?
Yeah, who's thinking, I wish I could fuck my bread.
Yeah.
I wish my bread would tuck me in and kiss me at night and spoon me and whatever. Like,
well, that I get. Bro. That I get. Like, I want that from bread. But, like, I think it's the word bay.
Yeah, right. Who was it? Choose your bread partner.
Because, like, I'd fuck bread. Like, right. Yeah, you know, I want bread to tuck me in. I want a little kiss from bread.
You
want to
go on a date with bread.
Dude, I want to hold hands with bread so bad.
And walk down the aisle with a roll of Italian.
Oh, my God. And then bread. Bread's dad is walking bread down the aisle, and I'm starting there weeping. And then he's like, "Give it, you done good, kid. You done good." And I'm like, "Thanks, daddy, bread."
And thank you for not giving into that temptation and choosing your bread bae.
Yeah. So, like, you know, even guys like me who, like, yeah, like, don't kink shame, but I'm a bread guy.
Right.
Yeah. Mm. Damn. So, yeah, what do you reckon? God's dead or God's alive?
God's alive, yeah, for sure. Thank you, everyone, for just shutting down some bullshit. And
we collectively.
Don't, yes.
And it's nice to see so many people on the same page to understand that this is bullshit.
And hopefully it's taught them a lesson, you know, of in the future, stop doing stuff like that. We all know brands have this addiction to hopping on trends from 10 years ago and being like, damn, so when will our military hit the nay-nay? Sign up and recruit now or join the military now to find out.
Like, by winning.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, exactly. So I'm Charlie Sheen and I'm winning. Join the Navy. You know, so that sucks.
Wow, thank you, and thank you, Bread Bay.
Yeah, well, who are you walking down the aisle?
Oh, I was thinking Italian herb and cheese.
I think that's the OG, not to say that Subway pay us anything. We'd love a bit of money off this pod. If anyone's...
Same season 3 of Community, those who know.
Hey, yeah, if you're trying to jump on and sponsor, listen, look, the way to get it is tell a friend, tell a friend, tell more friends, and you can watch us on YouTube. Don't forget, we're everywhere now. We're running Mondays.
Pyramid scheme without the money. All right, Bryce, go check him out. Bryce V. Mills.
Cam, Struthler69.
God is dead, not clickbait. Subscribe, like, comment, 5 stars.
Do everything, please. Let some friends know. That's a big thing, though. If you think this stuff is stuff that you're talking about already, why not let them know?
Let them know.
Be a good time, and we're growing. Leave a review, please. If you haven't, this is a great time to do it. Perfect Monday activity. Otherwise, listen, that's it.
That's it, baby.
Old episode, throwback style, 3 random cases. Let us know. You love it, you hate it. There's so many calls to action. Review, let us know. Do this. Or how about just consume and enjoy your life? Yeah, why not while you're at it? No, just kidding.
Take a little personality test. It's cool. Yeah.
Anyway.
Get clear. Love you.
Love you.
Case closed.